Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Without Jesus. Without Jesus. That just brings me to a stall. Without Jesus. Without him. Without Jesus. Jesus said in John 15:5, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. Without Jesus. Without Jesus. Without Jesus. I don't want to be without Jesus ever again. I was. I know what it was. I didn't know what it was when it was, but I knew what it was when I was saved. You know? Because we don't know that we're without him until we're with him, and then we see what it was like without him. And thinking about life without him stalls my brain. I've been having a lot of brain stalls lately when I read the word, when I think. Just because, what can you say about without Jesus? You know? The Bible tells us sometimes to pause and think of these things. You know, to consider things. Before we are with Jesus, well, we don't need Jesus. We don't have any real use for him. Even if we're like I was and, you know, maybe he exists, but don't need him. Good enough. And we can press our way through. You know? But once we've known him, oh, we can try to press our way through, but we're all just a little lacking. Something's missing. When we've known him, then we know when something is missing. And it's so important, as we said a couple of weeks ago, you know, he totally loves us. Totally loves us. Totally. He just does. He totally loves us so much that he doesn't drop us. He's always with us. You know, he just is. That's just, it's like, I was thinking last night, you know, Jesus left heaven and he invested 30 years in preparation for our salvation. And he was living on our time. Not on 1,000 years being a day and a day being 1,000 years. And he invested that much time and then began his tour. And his tour was 3.5 years or so, which was going to end with him on a cross. And all that time, we were on his mind. All that time. All that time was worth it. Was worth it. If you listen to him, he'll tell you, you were worth it. You were worth it. I have a gal in a pod at jail, and her name is Yvette. And I could not get her name. Some letters just don't come. So she told her friend, say it for him. I finally said, write it for me. She wrote it for me. It was absolutely obvious. E-V-E-T-T-E. Yvette. Everybody knows it. But I wanted to know. Jesus knows our name. We need to know that he knows our name, so that we walk in greater confidence, in greater determination, in great, you know, if he spent that much time so that we could be saved, why should we be impatient? He said, I will do what I said I would do. So, we can be patient. I spent 30 years without him. He was patient. When I pray, I can be patient. Oh, there's a lot of things that, you know, we want instantaneously. We don't know everything that's going on. But when we have prayed, we know that he's heard us. You see, we need to digest the Bible until it manifests for us, so that we have peace in our waiting, joy in our restoration, joy in the anticipation of the restoration. You are blessed because it's been given you to understand. That's what Jesus said. Isn't that something? It's given to us to understand. Those who follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, it says in John 8:12. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness. You won't have to walk in darkness. All we have to do is recognize when we get into the darkness. You know, because we do. We do. We're children. Children will wander off, and then all of a sudden they'll realize that mommy and daddy aren't there. But when they turn around, they find out that mommy and daddy were searching for them. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit never desert us. And the thing is that when we manifest desire, when we yield ourselves to him, when we are with him and refuse to be without him, his fruit flows to us and through us. It's always waiting to pour down on us. Because the way for us to be what God has determined we will be is to step under that flow of his presence. To know him so well that he is what we desire. You know? It's amazing. I put up thank you, Jesus, on my Facebook page. That's all I said. And Vicky said, whoa, you really started something. How in the world can I start something saying thank you, Jesus? You know? But you got people say, oh, Christians, that's the way it is. And we're in a terrible place now, and everything is terrible, and everything is falling apart. All I said was, thank you, Jesus. That's it. Yes, I said it the day after the election, but thank you, Jesus. But I've said thank you, Jesus, 1,000 times. You know? But the devil's rising up like crazy, you know, and suddenly Christians who I'll leave it to God whether they are or they aren't, but they don't know him well, and they're just and are, you know, well, some Christian you are. I am. I don't have to defend that. I am. You know? So I just respond with, God bless you. I love you. That makes people mad. When we are without God, do we understand why? No, we don't. And so we pray for them. But it's really interesting how deeply people can be trapped in lies. You know? But I was when I was without God. You know? The song was, for a long time I waited, thinking that he'd come to me. That's what a lot of people think. And I wasn't excited. I decided what would be, would be. That's theology at its best, isn't it? That's what some people have, you know. If God wants me, he'll grab me. If he doesn't want me, well, then he didn't want me. But Jesus said, you know what? Nobody can come to me unless the Father draws them. And then I say to people, God's drawing you. He was drawing you. Before you knew him, he was drawing you. He was. I tell the folks at the jail every week, I say, you know, you didn't come here by accident. The Lord drew you here. That girl, Yvette, while I was trying to get her name down pat, she said, just call me child of God. That's child of God. Yvette, child of God. You know, I am a child of God. I am not arrogant, but proud to be a child of God. Maybe a little arrogant. I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful that he waited, that he was close while I was without God and without hope in the world. That's what the Bible says. Those two statements go together. Without God and without hope. Without God, there's no hope, because he's the blessed hope. And so the emptiness that people that are so full of, you know, there's an emptiness. There's an empty, people who have everything like have an emptiness until they get that filled. Until they get that filled. And then they testify and the world's mad at them. You know? It was like Vicky said, everybody loved Donald Trump until he ran for president. They wanted him on their show. They wanted him at their dinners. They wanted to be around him. You know? Until he ran for president. Why? You know? Everybody loved Elon Musk. Until Elon Musk had a tiny bit of an awakening, it would seem. He found his emptiness. And he's working to fill it up. You know? And now people hate him, but they can't break him. He's got too much money. You know? But and now he's really dangerous because he's got money and joy. And confidence and hope. You know? It's like he found the most important thing. Even if he doesn't know, he found the most important thing. I don't know. I haven't heard him preach. But I do know that something happened. See, something happened, and now I know he touched me, and he made me whole. And that's why those two words put together, without Jesus, are just a terrible thing to even consider. You know? I'll never be without him again. Because I know what it was like to be without him. And now I recognize darkness. And now I recognize if I have wandered away like a little child. Wait a second, wait a second, wait a second. Something's missing, you know. There's an old song that said, so I'll wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. He will come, I know not when. When he comes, and then, so baby, until then, lock me away. And don't allow the day here inside where I hide. You know, I mean, so I'll wait, and in a little while, I will see my true love smile. I can feel his smile, I just can't see it. These people that have dreams are just, I don't get the kind of dreams that I hear about, but that's okay. That's okay, I might not be able to handle them. The dreams that I do have are few and far between that I think say anything, you know. But I can get dreams out of songs. You know? I don't care what they say. I won't stay in a world without God. I'm not going to live in a world without God. I am His, and He is mine, and He's wonderful. You know? I can lock me away with Him anytime. All the time. And I can say to myself, Roger, take the time. And Roger will sometimes listen. And sometimes Roger has to talk to Roger again and say, take the time. Or God says, I'll make the time. You know, He can make the time. He can give us the time. Today before Sunday school, Vicki was like trying to rush out of the house, and it was 8:45. I said, honey, it's only 8:45. I mean, because sometimes she's rushing out of the house at 9:05. Just depends, you know. Sometimes I'm here with time enough to set everything up, and sometimes I'm here and running back home because I forgot something, and you know. Sometimes God just makes time. And He's made a time for us. He's made a time for you and me. And He has a time for everybody that we pray for. He has a time for them. And He says, pray. You ought always to pray. He's not going to do everything. That's why He says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Say that. Go ahead and say that. Say that. He says, when you pray, Jesus said, say that. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. When you pray, say that. You know, I mean, that's, it's like sometimes I say that to Him and I say, you know, that's the most intelligent prayer I pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And be open for Him to drop in a little nugget that He's had for you to carry and just say what He says to say. Sometimes God drops nuggets into our hearts that are diamonds in the rough, and we think about them until we've got them polished rather than selling them that way. Because we're all diamonds in the rough. We're all in places to be put on the polisher. And be thankful, the Word of God says. And be thankful. So when we run into things that we aren't maybe so totally thankful for, we can thank God. Not for them, for Him. You know, these are all things that we know, but they grow. as we receive them. They grow. I've heard that before. You hear that sometimes, right? It's like you hear you saying to something, I've heard that before. But if we just take a little moment and wonder why we're hearing it again. Because God has something for us. See? And so it's good to stop when we hear the Lord. It's good to consider something about that. There was something about without Jesus. Something about it. I mean, I'll just encourage you that if you can consider life without Jesus and it doesn't bother you, polish a little bit. You know? I mean, and that's not judging, that's not anything. It's just saying, you know, the thought of without Jesus is a menacing thought. When you've been with Jesus. To think about, if you follow me, you won't have to walk in the darkness. To that I just wrote, we still can, but don't. You know? And I sometimes things disturb me and I step into the dark, probably. And then have to get back out where it's light. Because, you know, if you step into the darkness and you haven't been in that particular room in the dark, you can fall down. You can leave a mark. You know? You can leave a big mark as you stumble over something. If I leave my hitch on the back of my pickup and park it in the garage, I can do serious damage to my shin. And I can't blame anybody but me. You know? So, don't be without Jesus. Be grateful for with Jesus. Enjoy Jesus. Because he gives joy to life. Doesn't matter if we're young or old. We don't qualify for old. Older, we're older. Just older. I mean, there was a time in my life when I didn't think I'd get older. And I thought this was old, but I didn't think I'd ever get this old. So, and I wasn't worried about getting older. That's not brilliant. You know? I mean, it's just not thinking. To wait till I was 30 to know Jesus? I prefer to look at it like, wow, to get to know Jesus at 30? When I didn't think I'd live to 21. You know, my goal was to be able to buy alcohol legally. Didn't have any other good reason, you know. But God has so much for us. So much for us. We're just as simple things like just taste and see. Taste and see. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. And when we know the Lord is good, we can reveal a good Lord. All of my life, I've been faithful. No, he's been faithful. All my life, he's been so, so good. With every breath that I'm able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Run to him, run to him, run to him, run to him. Run with him. Run. Never be without Jesus. Lord, we're thankful that we're really, well, we really can't get away from your love. Really can't. That's good. That's good. We can reject it, but we won't. And we will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And we decree that people will see the goodness of God in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.